I am Katerina. That is my real name. But they call me Rosa. The colors they say of my lips reminds them of a red rose. I've been living in the palace for 3 years now. Queen Amalia chose me as one of her maids of honor. They proposed myself, as they said, because of my beauty, but I know it was not my beauty which moved the queen. It was my last name. Yes, my full name is Katerina Botsari and I am the daughter of a hero, Marco Botsaris. I vaguely remember my father. I was only 5 years old when he was killed fighting another brave battle against the Turks. That was the year, they said, that lost its spring. They buried him with all the honors of a nobleman in Messalonghi. And it wasn't just the Greeks who cried. Lord Byron swore in his name to fight for the freedom of the Greeks. European poets glorified him, painters portrayed him on their canvas in his most heroic moments. I realized all these on the trips when I accompany the Queen to the European salons, where everyone asks me what it is like to be Botsari's daughter. What am I supposed to say to them? What are they going to understand? As soon as the revolution broke out, I was arrested by the Turks along with other women and children and led to the Sarai of Mehmet Pasha Dramalis. I was very young, but I remember the older children and women crying and praying for our salvation. But I also remember the Turkish women of the harem, with their faces covered. Only their beautiful, benevolent eyes stood out. They protected us for as long as we stayed with them. One of them, Emine, loved me so much that she wanted to adopt me to keep me close to her. One day, she came crying to me and hugged me. She told me she had to say goodbye to me forever. My family had come to an agreement with Pasha and they would exchange us with Turkish prisoners. So we took the road back. The years that followed were difficult for my country and its people. There was poverty and political unrest. Among others, I found myself in Athens too, when it became the capital of Greece. It was just a village then, with muddy roads and people struggling to survive in difficult conditions. Yet, after a while Athens started to change. It was filled with builders from Anafi, marble workers from Tinos, water well makers from Naxos who all worked to change the face of Athens. My father's name led people to help me and make me stand out. In fact, I was offered a place at the Hill School, which had recently been founded by an American priest, where only the girls of wealthy families studied. It was there that the people of the palace found me and introduced me to the queen who was looking for maids of honor. I will not forget our first meeting. I was so impressed by Queen Amalia. I had heard that we were about the same age, but I imagined her as distant and cold. She had grown up in the salons of Europe and was now a queen. But no, that was not the case at all. As soon as she saw me, she seemed excited. She said that it was so important for her to meet the daughter of Marco Botsaris. She did not think for a moment. She told me to follow her to the palace, which would now be my new home. 3 years have passed since that day. My life has changed so much. The queen always keeps me by her side, appreciates me, and trusts me. She says that apart from my heavy last name origin, she distinguished me for my kindness and sociability. I am her necessary companion in all her travels in Europe. The truth is that both my language skills and the education I received at school helped in this. The experiences I have had with her are unforgettable. Wherever she introduces me, the Greek woman from Messalonghi, the European aristocrats express their admiration and enthusiasm. I look forward to our next trip to Munich, which will take place in a few months. The Queen confessed to me that a great German painter wanted to make my portrait and place it in the Gallery of Beauty along with those of the most beautiful women of our time, and King Louis of Bavaria, father of King Otto, is thinking of honoring me with the Golden Cross. My life next to the royal couple is exciting, but that has not made me completely happy. I was lucky, it is true. But I cannot forget. I may live in the palace, but my heart belongs to the people. My father fought and sacrificed himself for their freedom. The Greeks may have finally won their freedom, but but the situation has become increasingly difficult in recent years. I am not deceived by the comforts of life in the palace. I keep my eyes and ears open and I understand what is happening. As if their poverty or the division that prevailed between them was not enough, they must tolerate on top of these all the foreigners who interfere in our affairs, each pursuing their own interest. In recent days, the situation is getting worse. I heard that the king imposed new measures due to the bankruptcy and the army was added to the dissatisfied. They are preparing something big, so I've heard from my family, which maintains relations with my father's old fellow combatants. I wonder what he would say if he was alive and saw what is happening. Who would he support? I have not met the queen since early today. She has been locked up with the king and his men in his office. But what fuss is this? Sounds like the clopping of horses approaching. Crowd shouts and slogans are also heard. I cannot wait any longer, I'm rushing to see what is happening.